Hi guys, so welcome back to my podcast. It's been a minute, like, oh my god, it's been a minute, like, it's been forever. I think my last podcast, I recorded it last year. I'm not sure if I've recorded anything this year. Yeah, I think it was last year. Oh god, I'm so sorry about that. And I think I'm back. This time I'm back. This is going to be raw and candid. Me, Abrams again, your girl, as usual. So get ready, this is just an intro to it. Thinking of starting recording, like, we'll be having daily sessions, daily. I'll be uploading every day, daily episodes. So this is going to be a season called Being Raw and Candid with me, with Sarah. So any topic that you want me to discuss, you guys are free to send your comments and just your audio comments. I'll listen to them and then I'll discuss them. Meanwhile, I have a few topics that we'll be going to discuss as I wait for you to give me your topics. I have a few topics that we're going to discuss, and I hope you guys enjoy. It's going to be just something fun. I'm trying to keep this as fun as possible, and I'm trying to keep this as interesting as possible. So you guys tell me what you want to hear. Yeah, and what you want me to talk about. That's generally it. Apart from that, I think what we're going to talk about is friendship. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about what else? I think that's all. We're going to talk about savings, investments, you know, everything, like everything. And get it from me. Get it from me. I'm not an expert. And so things that I may say may not be according to what you know or what you would like me to say, but no problem. If this is a free space, just air out your views, guys. Air out your views. That's my view. That's what I think. So I'm giving you a free space that, guys, you can air out your views and just, yeah, let me know what you're thinking as I'm letting you know what I'm thinking, you know? Yum. Anyway. Okay guys, so welcome back to my podcast. This is your favorite girl, you know who this is. This is your favorite girl, Sarah, and you're here with the Raw and Candid with me, you know. Yeah, you got it right. This is where you belong. Everyone, this is where you belong. Yeah. So anyway, welcome again guys to the channel. So today I'm going to talk about where I've been the last time since I recorded. And actually I was at a bad place. I was so down, and yeah, I felt like if I did a podcast, I'll be lamenting more on my podcast instead of giving you people content, you know. So I just took a break and thought, like, let me just heal through my process, get everything in order first, instead of coming here and lamenting. I was going through a lot at the moment. Yeah, I had a lot. If you go back to my last episodes, you'll just get to notice what was going on around, because you'll see some of my titles are related to that. So, like, I was losing friends, I was losing just a lot. It was just a lot of change. I was completing school, so I'm going back home. I don't have friends, and still just, yeah, a lot was happening. So I thought, like, if I was going to record podcast episodes, I'll be lamenting more of my life issues and keeping myself out there, which I was not ready for that at the moment. It's not bad, but me personally, I was not ready for that, and I didn't want to give you guys such contents of me lamenting. I'm here as a safe space, and I'm here to help out people, not to blabber out my problems to the world, you know. So yeah, that was it. I think that's what has been going on around my life ever since. That's the main one, and that's the main reason why I haven't been recording. Apart from that, I've been in school. As I said, I was completing school, so I'm trying to graduate this year, so I'm working towards that. Hopefully I'll get the graduation. Second of all, I started a business. It has been doing, like, yo, it's been hard, but I'm getting through it. I hope it gets well. I've been trying to improve my saving culture, which I've been doing it perfectly. I think I've really tried this year. I've been saving, I've been really trying to save coins, I've been really trying to save the little changes that I have. So I think I'm working well here on savings, which is a good improvement on my side. Meanwhile, what else have I been doing? Oh my god, you know, I had a list for all these things, I don't know where they are. So anyway, I'll talk about my entrepreneurship journey. How it has been, just something small, because I think I'll have an episode for that. So I started my own business. I own a nail parlor. Yeah, thank you guys. So I own a nail parlor, you know, Boss Chick vibe. Yeah, I thought it would be like that, but anyway, it's all giving Boss Chick vibes. It's been hectic and so hectic and hectic and hectic on my side, like all the time. I have to be there. Times my employees just leave anytime and I have to be there. I have to work because this is my dream and this is everything. So it's been hectic on my side. I have to go get supplies. I have to look for employees every now and then. I have to go look for clients. I have to be the social media manager. Like, it's a lot, but regardless, just thank God we have reached, and hopefully, I know it's going to grow because I have a dream that this is going to grow. So I'm here just, you know, I'm just pushing on and I'm working on it. This has to work. Yeah, apart from that, I've been dealing with a lot of mental health problems. So, like, I've been trying to keep my mental health at a code. I've been really trying to work on that. And I think so far so good. My mental health has been good. Thankfully, I've been helped by God. Yeah, God has been there for me. Like, every time I feel like I'm down, I feel like I'm not doing things right or anything else. I just go down on my knees and pray and read the Bible and just remind myself of God's promises. All that, so God has been there for me, for my mental health and whatever, and that has really kept me going. You know, I really had a lot of mental health problems. People didn't notice. I almost committed suicide, and I didn't do it, you know. As in all this far, it has been the Lord that I truly appreciate, you know. I've been trying new places, I've been trying new restaurants, I've been trying new cities and new lands and just new experiences, and so far so good. I'm loving what I've been trying out. It has been fun, you know, it's been fun. I've just been out there living life to the fullest, because actually I almost tried to commit suicide, and at this point I was like, you know what, life is so precious, I value life right now. Like, if there's someone who values life right now, it's me. So I'm doing everything to give it my fullest, and at the same time I'm protecting my aura. So yeah, that's it. And then what else can I say about my life update? Oh, this year my birthday was good. Actually, I'll be back to what I said. As I said before, I tried to commit to say this year, last year I mean. And yeah, actually it was during my birthday period. I was so down, my mental health was not good, things were not going on well on my side. So I felt like, you know what, I don't deserve to be here. And on my birthday I was so down. That was last year. So by the time I was realizing the goodness of life, and you know what, I came here with a purpose. You know what? I'm an overcomer. By the time I was realizing this, I promised myself that I'm not going to miss out on my birthdays again. My birthdays are special events, the day that just set aside for me to celebrate me. So I promised that I'm not going to be leaving my birthdays. And so I started this year and I had a grand birthday. If you follow me on Instagram, you definitely know how my birthday went, you know? So I had a grand birthday because, why not? We only live once, you know? So I think that's all I can give you an update so far. Yeah, I've met interesting friends along the way. As I said, I lost some friends, but along the way I've met some interesting friends, some good friends who've been there for me. And I'm still trying to figure shit out at the moment. But I know with time everything will be okay. So yeah, generally that's it. Nothing much, nothing less. Meanwhile, you guys stay tuned for my episodes. I'll be recording episodes. I'll try, really try hard to record at least daily so that we can have some consistency. This season will be called Raw and Candid with me. So you guys, this is your season. Literally, I don't want to be speaking like 90% of it. This is your season. Give me the topics. Tell me what you want to hear. And tell me what you want me to say. Yeah, send your invites. I want to do recordings with you, my guest. This is your season, you know. I don't want this to be about me all the time. So I just want you to be involved in this season. And yeah, I just want this to be there for me. So for now, that's it. See you on my next episode. And I love you. You're just the best thing.